CliffCentral.com.
There are lots of people who are looking for purpose and meaning and just something to do, especially if you've just finished matric. You know, we were talking earlier about how so many young people have matriculated and now they're going to be trying to find a career for themselves. And I thought it would be fun to talk to someone who works with a partner of ours. They've been with us at Cliff Central from day one, and that is Nando's. I want to speak to Pascal, who is the head of food at Nando's, Pascal Sobiecki. How are you, Pascal? Nice to see you, by the way.
Good morning. I'm well, thanks.
Good. It's great to talk to you. Now, listen, one of the reasons that so many people are stuck in their lives is because they tend to think, well, these are the only career paths available to me. And a business like Nando's has so many moving parts. I mean, you guys are an international super business, and you make the most amazing food, which people all over the world love. But you also have various departments that do so many interesting things. I mean, you're head of food. What does that mean?
So it means I have the best job, right? Hold on.
Yeah, tell me what you do on a daily basis.
So it's so varied, which is why I love my job so much. It can vary from, like, depending on the time of the year, if it can be quite strategic, like planning what we're going to do for the next year or 2 years with regards to innovation or food. Mm-hmm. And it can, I wear gumboots and I'm in a factory running a first production trial with one of our many suppliers. So you can imagine that's quite interesting because, right, there's ice cream and desserts and chicken and bread and salads. And so you get to go to all these factories, and I think factories are so fascinating.
Absolutely.
You sit a lot in meetings, I must say. The Zoom is killing me, as it kills all of us. But you sit in meetings from back to back because there's so many cross-functional departments to make anything happen. So you really have to work with all the different teams in the business. So there's a lot of meetings. You could be in a suit presenting to Jeff the one day, and the next day you could be cooking in a kitchen. So it's everything from creating the ideas, understanding the consumer needs and trends, all the way through to launching a product.
You can't possibly be head of food and enjoy the fact that you're not experiencing these things in person. So, I mean, it's very difficult during a year like all of us have had to hold down your job and to keep it stimulating for yourself and for everybody who works with you. But this thing about the factory, I mean, we all think of Nando's as being like these almost family-owned stores where you go in and you know you're going to get great chicken and whatever else you want because your menu is so extensive. But what goes into, you talk about strategy, what goes into planning that stuff? How does it work behind the scenes? Can you tell us stuff, or are you not allowed to?
I could tell you that kind of stuff. It's quite generic. So basically, when it comes to strategy, I always think you have to start off with your landscape, right? So what's happening out there in the world? What's happening in our country? Because what happens is these macro trends, they influence consumer behavior, which influences food trends, which influence what we should be doing. So I can really start hunting just to understand and learn as much as I can. And then once we understand food trends that are relevant and we think are applicable to Nando's, then I can create, we call it ideation, can create ideas that link into that and deliver those consumer needs and also business needs, of course. And some of the things, like you say, some of the suppliers I then need to go to, some of them are baby mom and pop stuff. We've developed suppliers that used to work at flea markets and never supply and help them grow, which we're super proud of. And you know how proud we are of our chili farmers and all those good things. Yeah. And then sometimes big suppliers, like some of our chicken suppliers, are massive suppliers that you work with. So it's quite interesting because it's just all over the show.
Well, I went to that chili farm that you guys have in Mozambique, and it's easily one of the most fun things I've done. And I came home with a little handful of those chilies, which I still have some, and I still put them on some of my food. Okay. But you've just said something that got me thinking. Food trends. What are the world's food trends, and how have those changed over the last year and a half with this pandemic and, you know, the fact that maybe supply chains have been disrupted and people have had to think more at home than they used to, and maybe even cook more than they used to because restaurants and so on weren't open.
They're cooking a lot more, hey?
Yeah.
So we really have seen a surge of you know, the upload of recipes and people, like, if you just ask the likes of Woolies, all their stuff that like disappears off the shelf that never used to. And I'd say one of the biggest changes in food trends, people always used to say, they used to claim that they would eat healthy food.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't really convert, right? So they would still be as indulgent as ever. But now we're actually seeing conversion where people really are caring about their health and their family's health. So there's definitely doing more than just saying. There is experimentation with things like plant protein where people care about the planet more. Like they're looking and they're seeing the impacts of COVID and they're caring more. Like, you know, you see all this packaging that you get when you do one shop. Have you seen how much packaging you put in your bin? So people, I think, are just really are becoming more aware and wanting to make a difference to their health. Vitamin sales, we've spoken to people in the pharmaceutical industry that truly have skyrocketed. Like people are buying and using vitamins now and minerals, you know, like, so I think naturality, which is one of the trends, is definitely hot. Things like sustainability, plant protein, definitely growing. South Africa's niche, of course, because, you know, when you have an economy like ours, it's not the same as the UK. So our people just need to eat, you know. So, also value. I mean, with the economy, it just brings to mind that one of the next most important things we're going to have to do is try and give good food to people at affordable prices, because people are going to like lose jobs, they're going to suffer. We need to be able to find ways to deliver that goodness to them.
I'm trying not to hog all the questions that I have for you here. Sia and Candace will have a go in a second. I want to know about jobs, because you just mentioned how much strain and difficulty there is on so many people in South Africa, and it's been an ongoing discussion on the show for the longest time. But what kinds of careers are available to people at Nando's? And do you guys have jobs available? Because there may be someone sitting there thinking, you know what, I love this brand. I love the kind of the stuff I know about it, which is out there in public. And I love the food. I love the ethos of Nando's. But how do I even begin to approach this thing? And what are the options? What are the career paths available?
So Nando's as a whole, what is fascinating is there's, like I mentioned, that massive cross-functional team. So you get supply chain, because remember, there's quite a massive team that look after how do we get every supplier to produce in full on time to all these different depots. There's distribution. Like, people forget that like everything needs to be distributed. That's a whole science on its own. You know, there's operations. So how all the guys in the restaurants are led by ops teams, you know, there's training departments. So I might develop a recipe. How do they train it on videos and specific training techniques, training cards? There's HR, of course, is quite strong with so many people in restaurants and within the Nando's team. There's a big finance team. You know, our marketing are just the best team out there. The marketing must be the best marketing place to work for.
Oh, for sure.
And then within marketing, there are all these different disciplines, right? There's what we call brand experience, consumer experience. There's strat, and there's, you know, all the sides with the amazing and above the line, below the line. There is in the field marketing. So in the restaurants, making sure that we position things in the right places, do the right things when we launch or open a restaurant. Then what else? There is... it's just so varied, Gareth. It's just, honestly.
Well, I'm glad that there are jobs. I'm glad that there are gaps available and people can come in and try and figure this out. Candace and Sia, I know you've got lots of things to ask the head of food at Nando's, so go ahead.
Me and Sia started with a mutual.
You know, Pascal, I'm just going to read, look at this, a fax that came through. It's from a company called GCS Market Research, Gareth Candace Sia Market Research. Wow. So the head of this company, Sia Sangweni, would like to just make more of a statement and say, Pascal, I am ready and willing to test new ice cream flavors and any of your summery drink delights should you need to, at no cost at all. So yeah, just had to read that fax this morning.
Perfect.
That's almost too generous. Yeah. Pascal, I'm sure beautiful. You are like chomping at the bit to hire him. I mean, yeah. It's almost so generous you can't refuse. No, but I want to know, like, what is your favorite part of the job? Because for me, I hear your job title and immediately I'm just like food, food, food. I'm just going to eat, eat, eat. Like, I don't even like all the technical. I'm like, ugh, whatever. What's your favorite part, Pascal?
I'd say like that creative. I love understanding the world of it. But I think when you're actually in the kitchen and you're creating and you put something together and then you have that aha moment of excitement, like this is gonna work. That is the best feeling. So that's probably the most fun because, to be honest, the actual cooking and I eat a lot, but the actual cooking is a small piece of that long chain, you know.
And then, by the way, how far in advance do you work? So, you mentioned trends. Do you work by seasons? Do you work by months? Are you already in like June and July? And what will
So eat? Brand plans, we try to do a 2-year brand plan. Can you believe it? Yep. But in essence, I can probably, if I really galvanize a team and there isn't massive equipment, I can do it in 6 months. But generally, it's about a year timeline.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a hell of a thing to be planning that far ahead. And there must be some items that we take for granted now on our menu that you are still really proud of because some of them must have been breakthrough things. We think about how, for example, I didn't ever know peri wedges before you guys started with them. Was that one of your inventions?
No, I can't claim that one, but peri tater was. So sometimes, you know, you get really stuck because you're not allowed to bring. So the challenges are like you're really limited with how many ingredients you can bring into the restaurant. So supply chain are like, no more SKUs, and ops are like, you have to make this in a minute and you can't bring anything new in. So I just took two products and mixed them together. So sometimes it can be as easy as that. And there's so many, you know, Gareth, like Bougie Bowl is just, I love Bougie Bowl. And the drinks, designer drinks weren't there when I got there. The salads have improved. If you had a grande salad lately, I mean, that's just like such a nice salad where you don't feel like you've lost out, you know. There's so many.
I love that. All right, well, listen, I mean, if anybody's thinking about these career path options, you can actually, you can check it out. Nando's obviously one of the coolest brands in South Africa, and some gap there might be exactly the gap that fits you. And it's worth getting hold of them and talking to them. It's terrific to meet you, Pascal, and it's good to have you on the show this morning. Thanks for talking to us.
Such a pleasure. Have a great day, guys.
Amazing. Good stuff. Hey. It's left me hungry, unfortunately. Cheers. There's Pascal Sobieski. She's from Nando's. She's the head of food. CliffCentral.com.